Chapter 26. Reacher got halfway back to his room and saw Vaughn's old pickup turn in off the street. It was moving fast. It bounced up over the curb and headed through the lot straight at him. Vaughn was at the wheel in her cop uniform. Incongruous. And urgent. She hadn't taken time to go fetch her official cruiser. She braked hard and stopped with her radiator grill an inch away from him. She leaned out the window and said, "Get in, now." Reacher asked, "Why?" "Just do it." "Do I have a choice?" "None at all." "Really? I'm not kidding." "Are you arresting me?" "I'm prepared to. I'll use my gun and my cuffs if that's what it takes. Just get in the car." Reacher studied her face through the windshield glass. She was serious about something, and determined, that was for sure. The evidence was right there in the set of her jaw. So he climbed in. Vaughn waited until he closed his door behind him and asked, "You ever done a ride-along with a cop before? All night? A whole watch?" "Why would I? I was a cop."
"Well, whatever, you're doing one tonight."
"Why?"
"We get a courtesy call. From despair. You're a wanted man. They're coming for you. So tonight, you stay where I can see you."
"They can't be coming for me. They can't even have woken up yet."
"Their deputies are coming. All four of them."
"Really?"
"That's what deputies do. They deputize."
"So I hide in your car. All night."
"Damn straight."
"You think I need protection?"
"My town needs protection. I don't want trouble here."
"Those four won't be any trouble. One of them is already busted up, and one was throwing his guts up the last time I saw him."
"So you could take them?"
"With one hand behind my back and my head in a bag."
"Exactly. I'm a cop. I have a responsibility. No fighting in my streets. It's unseemly."
She pulled a tight U-turn in the motel lot and headed back the way she had come. Reacher asked, "When will they get here?"
"The plant shuts down at 6. I imagine they'll head right over."
"How long will they stay?"
"The plant opens up again at 6 tomorrow morning."
"You don't want me in your car all night."
"I'll do what it takes. Like I said, this is a decent place. I'm not going to let it get trashed, either literally or metaphorically."
Reacher paused and said, "I could leave town."
"Permanently?"
"Temporarily."
"And go where?"
"Despair, obviously. I can't get in trouble there, can I? Their cops are in the hospital and their deputies will be here all night."
Vaughn made a right and a left and headed down 2nd Street toward the diner. She stayed quiet for a moment and then she said,
"There's another one in town today."
"Another what?"
"Another girl, just like Lucy Anderson, but dark, not blonde. She blew in this afternoon, and now she's sitting around and staring west, like she's waiting for word from despair."
"From a boyfriend or a husband?"
"Possibly."
"Possibly a dead boyfriend or husband? Caucasian, about 20 years old, 5'8 and 140?
"Possibly."
"I should go there."
Vaughn drove past the diner and kept on driving. She drove 2 blocks south and came back east on 4th Street. No real reason, just motion for the sake of it. 4th Street had trees and retail establishments behind the north sidewalk, and trees and a long line of neat homes behind the south. Small yards, picket fences, foundation plantings, mailboxes on poles that had settled to every angle except the truly vertical.
"I should go there," Reacher said again.
"Wait until the deputies get here. You don't want to pass them on the road."
"Okay."
"And don't let them see you leave."
"Okay."
"And don't make trouble over there."
"I'm not sure there's anybody left to make trouble with. Unless I meet the judge."